The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on communication. Let's start out with a brief overview. Communication is the act of transferring information and ideas from person to person. It comes in many forms. Face-to-face conversations, emails, phone, voicemail, nonverbal communication, for example, rolling of eyes, pictures painted on the walls of caves. Even chalk marks on park benches can be a form of communication between covert agents. There are many, many forms of communication. Each one has its own benefits and drawbacks. Communication tends to rank highly as a factor that contributes to job satisfaction. Why is communication so important? Because people like to know what's going on, and they like to have a say in their future. They do not like being blindsided by events that they should have or could have known about in advance. In some cases, they understand the need for secrecy, if it is warranted, but they don't appreciate being in the dark if it is not. A good example is when a group is going to be part of a Kaizen. If a leader talks to the team about the need for a change well before a project starts, the team can have some input into what is going to happen. They tend to handle the challenges of the Kaizen much better when they feel like they are part of it. If they think they are suddenly surprised by outsiders coming in and changing their workspace, they feel resentful. So now let's talk about communication in more detail. Numerous classes and training programs exist on how to communicate more effectively, how to read body language, how to use your own body language to enhance your message, and how to write more effectively. The list goes on and on. The point? Communication is so important that people spend small fortunes learning how to do it better. Communication can be one way, such as when a CEO sends out a memorandum. To a degree, email and voicemail is one way, especially when there is no opportunity for an immediate response. One-way communication, especially in written form, can be carefully scripted. But it has a drawback that if it is misinterpreted, there is no opportunity to clarify. Have you ever received an email where someone wrote something in a way that lit your fuse? Without a chance to ask questions to follow up, that fuse keeps burning. Two-way communication can be more effective. Ideas can be explained and agreements can be reached. Unfortunately, it takes more time and is not very efficient when the communication is one-to-many. There are also many more subtle clues that can be misinterpreted, and personal biases can creep in. Some people do carry prejudice about races, religion, gender, and the like that can hamstring an organization, but other factors play a role. Behavioral cues affect communication, as do some mundane indicators. Have you ever tried to take someone seriously when they had spinach stuck in their teeth or were dressed inappropriately for a particular meeting? A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.